Do you have lust or does lust have you? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from George Flores, who had an addiction to pornography since he was in third grade.
You know, I think it's an interesting thing because sometimes we do things in life thinking we have control over it. Like, you know, I can do this whenever I want or don't want, but it's almost like...
I like it.
Yeah, and I can stop when I want. And I think that's the same with any type of addiction, whether it's lust or whether it's eating food or whether it's drinking or drugs. It's all that same thought of, I can stop whenever I want. I'm in control.
Yeah, well, I mean, lust really just means an intense desire, like an overreaching desire for something. And that can be for, you know, pornography, that can be for sex, that can be for food, drink, it could be for anything, really. And like you said, we think we're in control, but really I think it has us in control. When we begin to deceive ourselves, if we go into that deception saying, oh, you know, I can handle this, or this isn't so bad, in the background, there's something else that's working. There is an enemy working in the background against us, using lust to make us think we're in control, but then really to find that we are the one who's caught in the net.
And it's really difficult because there are so many people who, when they finally realize that they aren't in control and say, you know what, I don't want this. And they have a hard time figuring out how to stop.
Right.
How do I stop doing this now? I thought I was in control, but now I realize this lust or this addiction has me.
Right. And you get to the point, I can't stop no matter what I do. I just can't stop. And nobody really wants to be there because when it gets to the point of I can't stop, that's where it's consuming your time. It's consuming your focus that the true purpose of your life begins to be thwarted. The true meaning of what God is calling you to begins to be moved to the side. And then this addiction or whatever, this thing that we thought we had control over suddenly is taking the you know, the path of our life into a whole different direction.
Yeah, because whatever you focus on, that's where you will head. That's the direction you'll go in.
So the answer, really, and what I found, because honestly, when lust had a big time, boy, it drove my life. It was the inner workings of my life. But when I gave my life to Christ, I had to surrender, not just say it, but you have to really surrender the wheel to Him and say, God, will you drive me around? I want to do what you want me to do and stop focusing on these things that are wasting my time.
So if you're struggling, know that you're not alone and that God can deliver you. Even if you feel out of control or in control, give it all to Him, surrender to Him, and He will take the wheel. Let's hear from George Flores after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week with the help of Insurance One Agency and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Are you a church, ministry, or nonprofit organization that needs insurance? If so, Brandon McCrary of Insurance One Agency has the expertise and experience to help you. Call Brandon today at 214-220-1118 to get the insurance you need to protect your organization's mission. That's Brandon McCrary at Insurance One Agency, 214-220-1118.
We are excited to announce our new book, Evidence, that will inspire you with real stories of people who encountered God. In a world where there are so many bad things happening, some wonder, is there a God? If there is a God, why does He allow bad things to happen? These people either didn't believe in God or turned from Him and looked for help in everything but God until they had an encounter of their own that changed their lives. Order your copy of Evidence today at www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is George Flores, and he was raised in a religious home, but at a young age got addicted to pornography. And we're going to find out the destruction it caused him in his life and how he broke free from it. So let's welcome to the show, George. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you all for having me. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you. Now, I understand your dad was a pastor and you were going to a church, but it was very religious, very rulesy. But at a young age, you got a hold of porn. Tell me what age that was and how that started to escalate.
Oh, I was very young, 10 years old, I believe. I was in third grade, I remember. My school teacher at the time had some tents inside the classroom, I remember. And the guys used to go in this tent, and the girls used to go in this tent. So one of my buddies started bringing in Playboy magazines.
Wow, that's cool.
I remember, at the school. And I remember all the guys used to go in there like, oh, look at the Playboy magazines, you know. And it just started growing on me at that time. It was also the HBO era. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just around that time, you know, that I started developing an appetite for it. I couldn't wait to get home to look at the Playboy magazines that I had hidden throughout the home.
Wow.
I couldn't wait to go to work to my dad's job on Saturday because I knew the guys had Playboy magazines on their toolboxes. It just started at a very young age, just a very strong appetite for it. And it just threw me in there completely, you know?
Yeah. So your dad, even though he was a pastor, on the side he had to work probably in construction, doing things to make money, a living. And so you're talking about at the job site, these guys would have these pictures all over the place.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. From their 18-wheeler trucks, the calendars. I remember it's just like Playboy magazines everywhere. And as well, I grew up in a very sheltered home. So I couldn't have a girlfriend even growing up as a teenager. So everything, like, it just threw me in there more. I wanted it more, you know.
Yeah.
I wanted to start having relationships at a very young age and all that as well.
Yeah. So tell me about, as you got older into your teen years, you got a fake ID and started hooking up with girls and going to strip clubs.
In fact,
the guy who brought you to the strip clubs was a 19-year-old Sunday school teacher. Tell me about that.
Yes, I remember I was like 16 years old and my Sunday school teacher actually told me, man, we're going to get you a fake ID and you're going to start going out with us. And I was like, all right, cool, you know. So I started going to the strip club when I was 16 years old.
Wow.
Of course, my parents allowed me to hang out and stay the night over them because they thought we were just hanging out with the people from the church. And it's Saturday night, so it's turn up night. I'll leave home and go straight to the strip clubs. I remember the first time I went in there, I had like three girls dancing on me at the same time. I was just out of control and it just blew my mind that I could do that, you know?
Mm.
And of course, the hooking up, even girls inside the church, you know, that were growing up just like me in a religion, they weren't allowed to do stuff just like I wasn't allowed. So we started hooking up inside the church. You know, and relationships started growing. Matter of fact, the first girl I had sexual intercourse with was with somebody in church, you know, and it just at a very young age grabbed a hold of me.
Yeah.
You know,
and I know that it brought emptiness, even though you were getting with all these girls. In fact, on the side, you were living a double life. You were going to church, but you really didn't know the Lord. You were hanging around gangs, gang leader, all this kind of stuff. But really, this life was leading you down the hill. You even ended up hooking up with a married woman, and it just devastated you, this relationship. And you had this encounter with God that changed your life when you were in the shower one day and you heard the voice of God, changed your life, and you started to turn to God. And that's when you found that hole that you were seeking from women starting to be filled. Can you tell me about how you got the freedom from pornography?
Yes, ma'am. Once I started coming to God, the Holy Spirit started convicting me. The more I tapped into worship, the more I started reading his word. I'm like, oh, Lord. So, you know, as you start to grow with Christ, you know, he literally started pointing, let go of your anger, let go of your lust, let go of this, and you can't watch porn no more. Don't look at that girl's butt when you walk in, you know, because it literally had me.
Yeah. Hey, George, let me ask you a question. You said something very profound. You said that God told you that lust had you. You didn't have it. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I think that that's something that would really speak to someone right now.
Yeah, it had me. Like, it controlled me. Even one of my relationships, I was involved with the person. And before I came to Christ, I was living with this individual. Even something as having sex with this person, it was always a comparison. You know, it was robbing me from even getting to know people. One of the biggest things that I praise God, even today as a man of God, is my relationship that he has blessed me with, my fiance. And we haven't had intercourse. We haven't had sex. And it's something that I'm experiencing love for the first time, because before that, when I was in the world, it used to rob me. I thought I was in love with this individual, but in reality, I was lusting over it, you know?
Wow.
It was robbing me from true love. Lust will always take away, you know? I just got tired of it, man, and I just decided to do it another way, you know? And God's so grateful, man, that he's allowing me to experience it like never before, because I've died to myself and I'm staying disciplined. I'm staying growing with God in those areas, you know?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Now, what is the benefit of not having that in your life? Because there are people listening who might say, well, what's so wrong with it? You know, like, it's not going to hurt anybody. But the truth is, it was hurting you. What is the benefit now with having the Lord in your life and not having this porn in your life?
I say joy, true joy. The Bible talks about it, that every other sin is outside the body, but sexual sin is done inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
Even as I came to Christ, I remember there was times where I was serving at the church and I will go home and I'll watch pornography. And I'm like, oh, Lord, it was killing me from the inside, you know, until I decided, you know what, no more. And now I just feel a joy from the inside, you know. I believe that pornography is one of the hidden killers within the church. I believe that it hinders people from becoming who God has called them to be, strong men of God, you know.
Exactly.
The more that I died to it, I found myself feeling the love of Christ more, feeling the Holy Spirit more. Go do this, go do that.
Right.
I heard his voice getting stronger and stronger, and I hear it now, and that itself just keeps me running. We live in a time where it's so strong, like, it's everywhere. I mean, you go to a local mall store and they got a spandex store, you know, a tight store. I mean, you know, so just the way people dress in nowadays, and guys, you got to discipline yourself and just allow the grace of God, you know, to really just work in your life and understand that he died for this, that he loves you. You know what I mean? And that he'll pick you up, but you just got to be willing to die to that.
Amen. Well, George, thank you for sharing that with us, because we know so many who need that freedom, and we're going to pray for them right now to get set free, and that their eyes would be focused on the eternal things and not temporal, because this earth is just fleeting, but eternity is forever. And I think you have that in your mind. And so God bless you. And thanks for being open with us about how God set you free from the addiction of pornography.
Amen. God bless you all.
You know, I think that word is very true, that sometimes we think we're controlling lust, but really lust is controlling us. And there's someone who's listening right now, maybe, they're saying, you know, I have this problem in my life. I'm struggling with this, and I've lost control. Well, good news is that Jesus can hand the keys of control back into your life. All you got to do is give him the lust. Give him the portions of your life that you've held back. So, Father, we take this moment, this time, to give you that part of our life, to give you the lust. And right now, we pray that you would break the chains of bondage of lust off of us in Jesus' name. For anyone who's listening and might have that problem, we ask for that in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And Father, we just pray for purity, for love, and most of all, for letting you into those portions of our heart, into our life. Jesus, we ask you to come and clean our hearts and make us new in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.